2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10 and then verse 14 and 15 says, "For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule, if a man will not work, he shall not eat." Verse 14 says, "If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take special note of him. Do not associate with him in order that he may feel ashamed. Yet do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother." 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 and 7, and then verse 12 and 13 reads, "Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast, that you may be a new batch without yeast, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. What business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside? God will judge those outside. Expel the wicked man from among you." Matthew 18, verse 15 through 17 says, "If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector." 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11 reads, "If anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you to some extent, not to put it too severely. The punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him. Now, instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him, so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. The reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. If you forgive anyone, I also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes." The commentary reads, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 through 25, and 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7, support the idea that every member should strive to live by the word of God. As we strive to live by the word and our church family members urge each other to do the same, we can expect to have Christian fellowship with one another. Christian fellowship is important because it provides the encouragement and support we need to keep working on our discipleship, which leads to our living blessed lives. Living by the word includes loving one another, that is, long-suffering kindness, forgiving one another, and fighting the temptation to be self-centered. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, and then 14, 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 7, and then verse 12 through 13, and then Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17, support the ideal of the progressive discipline of those who don't live by the word. Just like the privilege of eating is tied to the duty of working, the privileges of membership are tied to the duties of membership. When duties are not performed, then privileges are subject to be taken away. Notice how this principle is applied in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Those who don't perform the duty of obeying the word of God are denied the privilege of being treated as a member in good standing. They are not kicked out, but they are under warning. However, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 7, And then verses 12 through 13, we see a more serious offense. A man is having sex with his father's wife. Here the discipline is not strong warning, but excommunication, that is, being put out of the church. And in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17, we see the ideal of trying to solve offenses at a one-to-one level or with a very small group, but if necessary, willful offense will lead to the offender being excommunicated. It should be noted that the church's zeal to restore fellowship with those who repent should be greater than her zeal to excommunicate. A person stays out as long as it takes for him or her to repent and start doing his or her duties again. It is believed by some Bible scholars that the man who was kicked out in 1 Corinthians 5 was received back in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, after the man repented. In summary, number one, the mission of God's church is to evangelize and edify God's way, Matthew 28:19 through 20. Number two, the pastor is to feed and lead the church, see 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4. Number three, the members are to grow in faith and follow pastoral leadership, see 1 Peter 2, verse 2, and Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Number four, the officers are to assist the pastor as qualified appointed members, see Acts chapter 6, 1 through 6. Number five, Christian fellowship calls for every member living by the word and the progressive discipline of those who do not, see 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 7. Every member is expected to be familiar with God's local church and strive to live by its biblical principles. Notice that latter paragraph was all in italics.